Welcome to the Voice of Love radio show. So wonderful to have all of you here tonight. And, boy, I don't know about all of you, but the energies have been pretty strong and lots going on. And so what we're going to do to start off tonight is we're going to start with we're going to have a channeling tonight. We have the Council of 12 with us here in this space. They're calling themselves the Council of 12, and that they abide right at the seat of Divine Mind. And they are going to be speaking through me tonight, and I'm looking forward to it. The topic is Remember Who You Are. Remember Who You Are. So before we get started, I'd also like to ask if anybody who's listening tonight, after the channeling, and if you feel you've gotten something from it, or you feel you the call to do this, any donations would be wonderful. You can go to my website at www.thebridgetohome.com. Any donations, no matter how small, are helpful and will help me to keep the radio show going on. So just know that if you feel called to do that, it's very much appreciated. And with that said, once again, it's www.thebridgetohome.com. So now, we are going to enter the heart space together. So let's take a deep breath. Breathe in your I Am presence, the love that surrounds you. Connect with that and hold the breath and breathe out just pure love. And they're asking us to join with them in the one true heart, simply with a thought that you are there now. So kind of just move back from your body with your awareness and consciously choose to be home now. That right now, your awareness, a very small part of your awareness is focused here on planet Earth. But that the totality of you, the grandness of you, the truth of you, okay, here they are, is right here where we are. You are with us now in the silent space of the heart, and we come forth from the silence to speak with you this day, dear one. To speak with you of the truth of who you are, to allow you to digest and take in the truth of what is available to you now, and that it appear to you that you are in the same space you have been in for the last few of weeks. Everything may look the same for many of you. Over the last few of weeks, much may have changed as you're increasing your frequency, as you are growing in your light quotient by every choice for love. As you do that, you may notice many things in your world changing, persons, places, things leaving, and new moving in. And know that this is all a part of the grandness of the journey you are partaking in, and that all is well, to allow these changes, to allow these occurrences, for in truth you have called them to yourself out of your grandness, and we honor you for that, and for your willingness to join with us in being who you are, your willingness to join with us in being who you are. And tonight we're going to talk about remembering who you are. As the waves of energy are moving in, wave upon wave of love, light, moving in from within each and every one of you who are choosing for love. As you are doing this, you're becoming an open vessel. And as you choose for love within each moment, you allow for a grander spaciousness within your being, your totality of your being, not just your earth body as you would know it to be, but you, your I Am presence, which in truth is all around you in every moment. All around you in every moment is you. We've spoken to you of this before. We come today to reiterate and reclaim with you that truth, that one reality. And all that you see and all that you experience in every moment, you have called to yourself from your grandness, the totality of yourself, And the only purpose for that is to wake up and remember who you are and then to be it. But we have a grand purpose in coming this day to speak on a certain topic, and that is about the power that is moving in through your earth bodies as you become more expansive and as your vessel becomes a more open, allow us to say, empty, what would your word be? Empty, a channel, your channel. You're an empty channel. You're a vessel. You are God extended, showing up in body form. You are that one showing up in body form. And this evening, as these waves are coming in more and more and bringing in more and more light and love right up through your earth bodies along with Mother Earth, we want you to think of that as one thing. One thing. Separation does not exist. So as you look around and you walk on your beautiful Mother Earth and you experience your day and your being in your now moments, know that everything you're experiencing and seeing is you. Is you. For you see, the veil has been that there's ever been a separate I in the, as what we mean by separate I would be in a body, looking out through a body mind. For the body and the body mind, as you all know, are an illusion. They are not real, they are temporal, therefore they are not of reality. However, you have chosen from the depths of your being to create a body. Yes, you chose to create a body so you could enter within duality and be here for this grand, grand time. The ascension of all of creation. All of creation is lifting. All of creation. And so if you can see yourself as the totality of the one through which all things arise from within you, not coming from outside of you, but as you walk each day, as in the body, to know that that totality that is bringing forth each person, place, and thing is arising within you. Therefore, all of it is you. And we know we've spoken of this before. However, this day, it would be very wise to begin to live from that place of knowingness. To begin at the end, dear ones, to begin at the end is to acknowledge that you are that one and that the power of love, the power of love, is within you. And that that power has been hidden from you for a very long time. And that power, you often feel this energy, especially over these last of days, is coming up through your body, and it is the true power of love, which I'm going to say, to help explain in an earth way to you, is truly your male masculine power. The feminine is the one that the surrendering side of you, the allowing side of you, the birthing side of you, that which brings it forth. But the power of love that makes it all happen is within your true male self. So to enter duality, to come into this realm, and we're going to be very plain and clear with you tonight, in order to enter into this realm and take on a body and be able to play in this density, you had to take on guilt. You had to believe you could be guilty. Thus, you have many creations that have come from guilt and victimhood, because you believed it. You took on the role that that could possibly be true about you, knowing that you would be forgetting for a long time. And what's happening now is you are waking up. You are remembering. You are allowing yourself to let go of what is not of love and allowing what is love to enter within, dear ones. And this is a process. So as you are in this process, and in these last of days, there is an increasing, allow us to say, magnitude of energy. And it is your true power that's moving in. However, for many of you, you may be experiencing feelings of anger, reactive anger, anger feelings, resentment feelings that feel as if it's anger to you. And there's a reason we're speaking of this. There's a very wonderful reason that we want to share with you tonight what is truly happening. It feels like anger. And the reason, dear ones, it feels as if it's anger as this power moves through up through you. And we are not saying it always feels like anger, but you know that feeling when you're really, really feeling emotion and you are in reaction and you're feeling that, you can call almost a rage feeling moving up through your body. The reason it feels as if it's anger is because you misused the power for eons, the power of love. The male concept of power was a false power. The male concept of power was a false power, and it was used to get, it was used to control, and it was used out of fear. And way in the depths of you, within your being, you are aware of this. And you're so aware of it, and you so know that this power was misused, that you're afraid of it. Yes, dear ones, from the depths of your being, hidden deep, there's a fear of that power. And What we are asking you to do today is to become very conscious when you feel the emotion, the coming up from the depths of your being. We will use terms as anger, rage. However, it may not often feel exactly like that, but you will notice the emotion or the power of feeling moving up through your body. Many of you may be having physical symptoms as a result of this. A lot of action within around the heart area, and especially around the head and down through the throat. And a lot going on in the opening of the heart area. A lot of you may be experiencing a lot of emotion right now without truly even knowing why. You may try to put a reason to it, but oftentimes you don't know. That's the power of love moving in, dear ones, opening your heart. So this day, the reason we have come to speak to you is to teach you and remind you, in truth, we are always reminding you because you already know these things. But we've come to remind you how to use this power. And in truth, it's very simple. All that we ask of you is you remember. And that is why remember who you are is the topic. So to remember, as these emotions, as these feelings begin to come up from the depths of your being, and allow us to use the term anger because it's easier for us over here to use that term to for you to feel the intensity of this power. As you are going about your days and your nights, wherever you find yourself to be, as you're feeling this power come up through you, and let us say it could be in relation to any person, place, or thing, we're going to ask you to stand back for a moment and to remember that this power can be used to create miracles. And allow us to say it's come online. Think of yourselves as a computer. Think of yourselves as a computer that has upgraded a new program. And the new program is there now. And if you can think of it like that, then you'll understand that to use any new program that you may get for your little computers and your big computers, you have to learn how to use it. And that's what we're here to help you with today, to help you to remember what this software is capable of doing. All right? So take a deep breath and put yourself in a space of imagination, the wonder of the little child, in the imaginative state. And you're imagining that something has come up in your awareness, and this feeling has moved up through your body, and now you're reacting, and you're angry, and you're full of what I'd like to call self, what we would like to call the little self, the false self. In that moment, stand back and remember, I can use this power differently. I can use this power differently. I can use this power instead of sitting in my emotion and my rage and my perception of what I think just happened. I can remember that love is asking me to use this power and choose love. So instead of raging or projecting or screaming or yelling or whatever it is you would do with it, we're asking you to do the opposite. And if you want to witness miracles in your life, the power is within you now. Wake up. It's time. It's here. It's real. And you are it. You are the light that lights this world. You are the power of your very own universe. And the responsibility that you are being given is to be love. And to be love is to use every opportunity that appears unlike it to harness the feeling of the energy. And with that feeling and with that grandness moving up through you that is love, pure love power, the power of love itself, to choose to go within and say, I bless this with the light of Christ that I am. I choose differently. I am the power, I am the love, and I am here, to use a phrase we often give, dear one here, I am here to turn water into wine. I am here to turn density into light. I am here to lift the whole with each choice to use this power with responsibility, to be responsible for this power that is within me now. And to use it in any other way is a misuse of the power.